Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Needs Gar. Like, hope having a good morning, afternoon, noon, whatever you want to do in life today.
We are back. Hello, we're everyone. Back.
Episode 3. Episode 3, baby.
Episode 3 of the revival.
The revival.
Our first trilogy in a while.
Oh my gosh. We're part of the MCU now.
Well, we're doing better than the DC.
none of us
have been to jail, right?
Woo, you're funny.
Boom roasted.
Alright, well, today we're going to be talking about...
Tell them.
Tattoos.
Titties.
Tattoos.
All tattoos.
And we're talking about getting inked.
Getting inked. Inked game.
The worst.
Sponsor us.
The worst of the worst.
Please sponsor us because that shit was expensive.
Please.
The one person that could sponsor us right now. No, but right now, Hero's the only one that's been under the needle.
The ink. You have a tattoo?
I have four tattoos.
Four tattoos?
Damn, I didn't even know. Only knew about two of them.
What's two times two?
Oh, shit.
Boom. Boom, mad.
Oh, my God. Pepper this time.
Oh, it's Pepper.
Hi, Pepper.
Oh, look, cameo. We have a special guest coming into the room tonight. It's Pepper. And
Pepper's got tattoos too.
Pepper has five tattoos. One of her butt.
Well, do y'all like my tattoos?
Well, I don't know what it is.
Well, I don't think I've seen all of them now. Because I only saw the two.
The one that I know that you have.
Here, we don't have to take off your pants.
I was getting up to close the door.
The one that I've seen. Well, let's talk about it. What do you have?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
What work did you get done?
Well, this is three right here.
Oh, okay. Oh. So you're counting that as...
Yeah, I paid for three tattoos.
All right.
One, two, three.
Oh, you got them separately.
No, I got them together, but they're three tattoos. It's not one tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
It's three objects, but I guess because I clumped it together.
Yeah, you're clumping them together. But, yeah, I have on my arm, my right arm...
I tend to clump.
I've had three ferrets in my life, so I got
them. Our life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're our roommates, right?
And I got basically what represents them.
Their names,
yeah. So I had a little mayonnaise jar because that's my first ferret, my Anissa. And then my second one is...
That's mayonnaise in Spanish?
Oh, yeah, that's mayonnaise in Spanish. Another Spanish lesson of the week. And then my second ferret was jambalaya, so I got a bowl of jambalaya.
Louisiana.
So I got a little
Cajun shrimp.
Little sausage, a little rice in the bottom.
Larry tattoo, not what you have in your pants. No, I'm just kidding. Oh,
got a little shrimp.
I got a little shrimp. A little again.
Extra
then
large shrimp, though.
Back here, well, not really back. It's kind of back there. It's a rocket for my other... That was given to me by a friend. His name was Rocket.
So it's a rocket ship.
It's a rocket ship. So, yeah. Jambalaya and Rocket passed away already. But I still have my Anissa.
R.I.P.
Those were my... I got those at the same time, but those were my second, third, and fourth tattoo. I got them. My first tattoo was on my left leg. Mm-hmm. Above my knee. I pointed at it like if they could see it.
That's why you...
His middle leg.
God. It's curved.
It's also a rocket.
That one of the worst.
Okay, no, don't...
Me?
Sorry.
Is that not me? You're laughing, eh?
Okay, yeah.
Anyways, it's a sibling tattoo between me and my three siblings.
Siblings?
It's a roller coaster. And then we were each in one of the carts. Like, there's four carts on the roller coaster. And so Brenda's in the first cart, I'm in the second cart, Nate is in the third one, and David is in the fourth one. So, yeah. So if you look at my tattoo, like, they all look similar, but we're all, like, if you look at them side by side, you can see that we were each in one of the carts individually. And in the car we're in, it has our Roman numeral. Like, mine is 2 because I'm the second one.
So I have the
Roman numeral 2. Yeah.
Wow.
And that's 4 tattoos right there.
Yeah, see, I like, applaud you because I feel like I'm not brave enough to get a tattoo.
Uh-huh.
But I really want one. Mm-hmm. But my excuse, and I'm not saying this to make fun of anybody or whatever, but to me, I'm too fat. In my eyes. Let's rephrase that. In my eyes, I'm too fat. And the spots of where I want the tattoo is not going to look good. I want one on my right titty, you know? So it's like...
But right now it's too titty.
Right now it's too tittiest.
Oh,
hey.
Hey,
yeah.
TM.
Checkmark.
SAT.
SAT word. The word of the week to me. But no, I've always been scared that, like, because I'm the kind of person that always fluctuates in weight, where I'll lose weight sometimes and I'll gain it back, and then I want a Spider-Man logo, so imagine the butt Spider-Man like expanding and de-spanning. De-spanning? That's not a word, is it?
Like, the spider got diabetes.
The boss. But yeah, but I wanted on my right titty. And another one I wanted to do was, like, I wanted, because I don't know if you noticed, whether you've heard us in the past or in the present or in the future.
In the future.
Hey,
you because they're listening back.
You never know.
To our origins.
I love Spider-Man, like, a lot. I've always been a fan of the movies, whether it was Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, or if it was Tom Holland. So I wanted to get a spider to represent each one of them on my back, the spider logo.
Each symbol.
Like, one, like, that'd two, cool. Like, near my shoulder blades, and then one in the middle of my back. And then,
what if you, like, stack them?
That's what I want. I want to stack them, too, like, down my spine, mm-hmm. or, like, on my arm, or, like, on my... But anyway, so it's just, I don't know.
With the webbing.
I've always been so scared to get a tattoo.
I think it depends, like, with the weight. Because the one on my leg, I was going to get it in my chest, too. But I think the same way. Like, when people see it, like, I would most likely be shirtless.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have a good physique to be, like...
Be shirtless?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, and it wouldn't look good. And so I agree with you. But I think, like, how you look now, like, getting them on your arms, it wouldn't be a bad idea.
Hi, Pepper.
Hi, Pepper. Thank you for joining us. No, like, right now, if you get some on your arms, like, I think they would look cool.
Oh, thank you.
Because it's not like...
We can always do forearm, too.
It's not like you're a huge guy, you know what I mean?
In my eyes, I am. Yeah, but I've always wanted one. I'm trying to convince my sister right now to get a tattoo, a sibling tattoo, like Hiro. Mm-hmm. Me and Eric have ideas, but, you know, I want to be, like, the notes. So Gracie would be, like, an eighth note, and I'll be, like, two eighth notes tied together, and Eric would be a triplet, you know, just one, two, three.
Yeah, triple right. Eighth?
Triple eighth, yeah. Triple so, eighth. I mean, well, we'll see. And you want tattoos? I know you want a tribal one, a high school member.
Yeah, I mean, because I like the art style, but...
They're a little cheesy.
I think they are.
Well, now you can probably get canceled for it.
Oh, you're right.
If you get something that's not in your directed culture or whatever, so. And that, and also, I mean, how much did they cost for all four?
They were pretty pricey. How much did I? I think the one on my leg was like $60.
That's not bad. I mean,
that's
more than that.
These were. They were like 45 a piece.
Oh, not bad.
So was that 90?
Like,
I would think that would be more than the other one. Or like...
But 45...
Altogether, like, those wouldn't be less. They would be like the same price.
What's 135?
135, okay.
No, wait. 45 times 3? Yeah, 135.
135.
Maybe. I mean, I can go back to my Cash App and check the actual price. But I don't remember.
But I don't think 135 is bad for three of those.
It's because they were small.
But see, but where did you go?
Shout him out.
Put him in a link.
Sponsors.
What's first thing for Houston?
I think they're just called Houston Inc. And they're off of Spencer.
You have to work one day.
Oh, yeah. All the way.
Okay. Anyways.
We could get the little formers.
I'm not getting a work tattoo.
Okay, so your tribal, what about them? Or like your opinion? Well, what did you want?
It was like, I can't remember the name of the style, but, oh yeah. I do my thinking taps. But it was either like, I was thinking I was gonna go with like the orca, but it's like the northwestern, like Native American style.
Oh,
so,
I didn't know what you're talking about.
Like the thing that you can like reference was, did you watch Free Willy?
It's been so long.
I've seen Free Willy.
But you know the little carving you had? It was kind of like in that style.
Oh, you're right.
So it was going to be like that. And I didn't think it looks cool, but, you know, it was like mostly like a money thing too. Like, and I've always just been like not dedicated enough to like a certain
thing.
Like, I don't want something so bad that I have to get out of my body.
Yeah, right. Sometimes
like
I want an anime tattoo.
And it's just
cool,
like, I'm satisfied with either, like, a picture of it, like a hand-drawn picture, because my uncle draws, and so does my girlfriend, but...
Okay, we're getting
it. Did you ask
Sponsors.
J Money sponsor, please.
But I was been satisfied with just having a picture of it, a drawing.
Yeah.
Having it as a wallpaper, like, I've never been so, like, desire it enough to have it on my body. And that's about it. I'm like, I'm not really worried about the pain, but you kind of were uneasy about
pain.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, but I just, like, I feel like, you know, it should be, like, really important to you. I think a lot of people just get dumb tattoos just
they
to have
do.
Them.
That's my philosophy. You have to react
to have it,
something.
Like, as a personality, like,
no.
trait.
Are you
like,
Aquarius? I'm just kidding.
I think
typical
some people
Scorpio.
Get them just to look cool, and I think that's fine, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there are people out there that do have really bad tattoos. One,
I think
like,
it's just a bad choice at that time.
Yeah, a bad choice at that time, or it just looks really weird.
Especially if they get them drunk. Which I'm surprised you're rousing on while he's drunk. Yeah,
I'm not.
Which, oh shit! I hop one on your chest.
Stop.
Yeah,
no.
We're going right now.
It's just some pancakes and then you're laying on the floor.
You're sleeping on the pancakes.
that actually would be pretty funny. See,
oh.
But that's just a funny story. Like,
yeah.
It wouldn't really mean anything.
But it's still part of your life, though. I guess that's the tricky thing about like judging people's tattoos. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
But in your opinion, Hero Tweety, what are some of the worst tattoos that you've seen? Or that like, you think is bad to get in
I mean,
general.
This is obvious. Is names.
Names? Okay.
Names,
especially
yeah.
near the face. I knew a guy that got a tattoo of
his
girlfriend's
neck.
Name on his neck. Yeah.
So,
oh, my God.
So, is it bad if it's, like, your mom's name?
No. Okay.
I think even then.
I guess a partner's name.
A
significant
other's
name. Yeah.
I thought it was bad luck, though.
I feel like it's bad luck for
you're
anybody's
just,
name.
Yeah, you're just asking for
unless,
it.
Unless, like, it's somebody, I guess, who passed away. Like, there's no way for y'all to just ruin the relationship again after that.
Yeah.
So I feel like if anybody is still, you know, kicking, then you should probably not put their name on there.
Yeah,
because you
mean,
never
like,
know what's gonna happen.
You never know. Like, what if you got one of like J Money and I got one of my girlfriend, your girlfriend,
I mean,
and then like, well, I know we're all good, right?
Yeah.
I'm saying, but for example, like we don't make
it's like bad luck.
So now I have like that name to not only to remind me, but it's like in my body.
I mean, this
you
is
know,
something that my dad did, like. I told him not to, but he did it anyways. But and then he had to get that shit laser off.
Oh gosh!
It fucking crashed and burned, and I was like, "Well, I tried to warn you." But
I mean, how would y'all think of it if y'all date a girl and she has a tattoo of her ex?
I wouldn't.
That
like
too.
It
would be
I wouldn't
weird.
Like it at all.
That's the way I'm looking at it.
Because then, like, what if I date someone and let's say like their ex is like John or whatever? I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be like, oh, like you know.
You're always
wonder,
gonna be reminded. Like,
yeah.
All right. Why hasn't she removed it? Yeah,
exactly.
Or, like,
that too. Like, why
is this still
on?
Or you might even like mess you up and be like, "Why am I not on there?" Right? like you don't want to be on there, but at the same time, it's like that guy John's on there, but I'm not.
Yeah. John's on there, and he's a bitch.
Like, you know, like it's one of those things.
It's hard because I've known people, and I'm not gonna say names.
I mean, yeah, there's gonna be like people who it doesn't apply to. Like everything went fine, but
yeah,
it's just kind of like well. You pay for it to get on, now you're going to have to pay for it to get off.
And see, the thing is, like, with some people have random tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
There's one girl in high school. I felt like she got addicted to them. That's the thing. I think it could be an addiction. She got one tattoo.
Oh, that too. People
and
like,
it was fine. And then she added more and more and more. And then, to me, it just looked like you were a drawing book. Like, there was no cohesiveness, there was no like story,
it's
there was
just,
it was
like
just
a
random
bunch of
tattoos,
random
like a
shit.
Bunch everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like all over her body. So to me, that looks like unattractive. Now if someone had like me personally, like if someone has a sleeve, it looks cool but I wouldn't like it, like
mm-hmm.
my partner or whatever. But like at least people with sleeves they have stories. Like I've seen like Batman sleeve or like he liked Batman a lot. And then like or like I saw this one picture of this girl, she had like a garden because her mom passed away and she likes flowers.
Yeah.
Or stuff like that. It looks cool. But like
mm-hmm.
people can have like random like one here, right? They're not
they got a taco, they got a
have a taco, have a bell,
they got
a have
pencil,
a
they got
empanada on there, they have like a taco number one combo, but you know, like you don't know.
They got Nachos Bel Grande on their wrist. So you never forget.
I'm a gangbang.
Oh my god. But a different version of it. I mean, that's just my opinion on my tattoos. To me, it has to make sense.
And to me, I don't like when people get characters. I prefer, like, symbols of whatever you're referencing. Like,
so, like, you want me to get a Spider-Man tattoo of a whole
body? Yeah, if it's, like, whole Spider-Man, unless it's like the meme one. That'd be kind of funny. The meme one where they're all pointing at each other.
Oh, yeah.
That would be funny, but...
We just get
like
one of
to
those?
Get to get that little canvas, like to get that on you, I think it's like kind of cringe.
Cool, though. That canvas looks cool though.
No, well, yeah, it's a canvas, but I'm saying like if you had that shit on your body,
oh, I see
that'd be like
I
that'd be like
mean.
Too much. Also, I'm like very simplistic about everything. Like I don't like anything that's busy,
mm-hmm.
so that the shit I have to worry about too, or that keeps me from like. Getting something overcomplicated or like a whole sleeve.
I like mine because they're like super simple. Like they're like cartoonish
yeah.
too. Like the Rockets cartoonish. They're not realistic looking.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's and even the roller coaster is like super simple.
Yeah,
it's just
but,
lines and like a little cart.
See, so like the, I like the Superman. Oh, not Superman. The Spider-Man logos.
Hey,
sorry,
wrong universe.
The Spider-Man logos to me looks cool, and you know where it comes from because it's Spider-Man. Or if like you're doing anime too. Like Dario has the knife thing.
Oh,
from
oh, I already had that on there.
What's it called? It's not a kunai, right? It's something different.
From what show?
From Naruto. Minato's.
It is called a kunai.
It's a kunai. I thought his was different.
I don't know.
Kunai is just like the one. Doesn't it have like three. Anyways, that's cool.
Yeah.
Like I think that's fine. But if he had Minato on his arm or some shit.
Oh yeah, I see what you
like
mean.
I would think that's like. Okay.
A little too much.
Yeah. It's a little too dedicated.
You have like, what, 40 of them?
I don't know.
No, I know in college you got one. We're roommates. So
he just,
show,
he just shows up
like,
in the group chat with, hey, I got that tattoo. I'm like, oh.
No, before he would talk to me, actually share experiences with me.
He could listen to this.
He's a faker. I'm saying it right
Dang
now. Like, he's a faker.
He's a poser.
Yeah. And then he was like, off topic real quick, he was like, oh, you know, if you're surprised at the gym, can you come in the morning Saturday? I'm like, yeah, I'll be there in the morning. He didn't even come, first of all.
Your little attitude face.
Does he even go to that same gym?
Yeah, he does.
Oh.
Yeah, and when I go to the gym, he doesn't even say hi to me in person. He just texts me. Nasty stuff.
What the fuck?
I feel violated. Anyways.
Like,
Anyways, tattoos. But yeah, I... Tramp stamps. What do you think about tramp stamps? If it was Spider-Man, I was kidding.
If it was like
it.
This Spider-Man logos across
just
your body.
Spider-Man doing the thing.
Oh, yeah.
His face. Tobey Maguire. Nah, those are... They just look weird. It's a weird spot.
I think slowly tattoos are like running its course. Meaning like there was a time where it was a thing. It was very
yeah,
popular.
Few, like a few years ago.
Yeah,
like,
but now it's
like... Everybody's trying to get tattoos. Everybody's trying to like...
But like now, honestly, I forget that it's a thing. Like
yeah.
tattoos,
I'm
like
just,
I don't. It's not second nature anymore. Like how it used to be. Like oh,
yeah.
tattoo. Blah, 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 blah.
Like you were always talking about like how you wanted to get a tattoo as soon as you. Like,
I didn't think I was gonna get
enough.
This many,
but I like yours.
Yeah, I know. I just like
I think
barely
the only,
got
only
the
thing
level.
I would change was the placement. Like, I would put them like
on his forehead,
closer together. I feel like they're like kind of
not too far apart. Yeah,
but
I was gonna put
yeah.
something in the middle, but I didn't like it. So it was like their names combined. It's also my name for the
game.
That would
be kind of cool.
Oh,
I was
yeah,
gonna
yeah,
put
yeah.
that in the middle, but
if you did
rock
like,
my jam,
mm-hmm.
if you did like little ferrets like around them.
Oh, I also look. Let me show you. This I also want to get this one.
Oh, also the idea
a yin
for
yang,
that I had
a yin yang ferret.
Oh yeah,
that would be cool.
See,
yeah, or
I actually wanted an otter tattoo.
Oh yeah. Because you like honors.
Like on my... I'm just kidding.
Everything's around the genitals.
But for me, it was hard because I have to consider the fact that I'm a grown man. So I don't want a childish otter on my body either.
Mm-hmm.
I want like a realistic one. Well, not too realistic where it's like kind of scary. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, if I was to get an otter for sure, it would be on my thigh or on my leg. Because it makes the most sense. It's next to wood, it's perfect, you know? So it's whatever.
I don't know where I'd put most of this stuff. I feel like just on my chest.
Chest
or back?
I've also at one point wanted a Dreamcatcher on my body. And then with like a wolf print. Remember how I used to be big on wolves?
Yeah,
I
want
to
get this tattooed.
Oh my god, on your shoulder!
Oh,
that's cute.
Do it on the jambalaya.
So this
is so cute.
It's a picture of my fair rocket. He's hanging off the chair, and all you see is like the whole chair covering half the picture. and you see his little paws and his little face sticking out. It's
like,
so cute. Yeah. If y'all go on my Facebook when Rocket passed away, that's one of the pictures I uploaded on there. I find it so cute, and I was like, this is a tattoo.
I actually like that one a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, about like over your
like nipple. These are the references for the tattoo.
I like those.
Yeah, and that's basically what I have right now. But yeah, in the middle, I was gonna put that name, like the
Rock My Jam.
Yeah, Rocket minus Engine Man.
Oh yeah. So, tattoo ideas for each other.
Or if we were to get tattooed for each other, my wife wanted something that we all like. I still want to do this tattoo, but I don't know if they like it. Where it's like an otter like chasing a ferret, chasing a bird, like on a straight line.
Mm.
Or it can even be like a dog chasing a cat, chasing a ferret. We all have pets. Like, you have Zoe, I have... Well, I have two, but I'll only put one cat on there.
Ooh, who are you going to pick?
Pepper. She's my...
Oh,
my
she's your
child.
OG.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to pick between three to take. But most of them look... Yeah, but they all mostly look the same.
I mean, I still have Leche, but I mean, Pepper was first, so... She deserves to be on my arm, on my body first, But that was one idea. It could be like our favorite animals or just like our pets. Like Zoe chasing Pepper, chasing Mayonesa.
Because they did that shit in real life. Every time that I visited with Zoe, they're always, well, Zoe thought she was playing, but Pepper was fighting for her life.
And another idea I had was we just get a Jerry on our body.
A Jerry would be cool.
Yeah.
I actually wouldn't mind getting that.
Right now? We go right now? Alright, bye.
We gotta go.
No, we gotta do it ourselves though, with a paper clip.
And you?
Pen ink. Well.
The Kirby?
Yeah, the Kirby, I still think is a really good idea. Other than that Hero doesn't think you're worthy of the blue Kirby, so.
Okay. That's not what I said.
It's fine. I understand that blood comes first though.
But yeah, we're gonna have like three Kirbys piled up on top of each other.
Hey, yo.
With two other Kirbys. Two other Kirbys.
I still want to do with the other Kirbys. But.
And then each one would be like the color. So here would be the green one. Oscar would be the blue one. That'd be the red one.
But I can't take blue.
You can't be blue. So.
It's because the blue one reminds me of my brother. Because that's his favorite.
I thought we were brothers. No.
Goodness. So getting the blue one would be like getting it for my brother.
It could be double representation.
Yeah, it could be double. You have two brothers in your life. I don't know. I'm just saying I like the idea a lot, but it happens. We can't always have.
We'll see one day that we're drunk.
The starters.
That too.
Pokemon starters would be cool.
We Treecko, Piplup, and what, Charmander.
But we're gonna do the 8-bit, or we're gonna do like realistic, like the little sprites.
And probably a little sprite would be cool. Or just her face as the logo.
Other heads.
Like a face, like the cherry face, but.
No, oh. Because I want the whole body. I'm not.
No, yeah, I would kind of want Treecko because I want the Ash Treecko with the little sticky.
Oh yeah,
that's what I would get.
Hey, but you're just Charmander, right?
I'm not. I don't want color.
We don't have to get color. Cause we know what it is.
Yeah, I would like.
I'm gonna get hot girl on my butt. I'm just kidding.
I'm gonna get a pin up, Peter Parker.
When I was little, maybe. I wanted to. Me and Omar from work.
Omar
from work. we wanted to get our tattoos
Omar
in our back. Old English letters of our last names.
Oh God!
Yeah, it's so cringy, but that's what we wanted.
Bro,
little.
Wait, what?
Get
our last
names
on our back,
uh-huh.
But in old English letters.
So how would that look?
It's like a permanent jersey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like the what?
It's like they put their last name across their back. Some kid had that in high school. I forgot his name.
Gertz.
But
like in what style?
Old English.
English.
Like the lettering.
Oh, I don't know why I couldn't hear Old English. You know, because I'm new.
Oh, yeah.
I'm with the new time.
Since you've never drafted before.
Yeah.
Something like this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I will not be your friend anymore.
You will not be on the podcast.
You
would
have been the podcast.
Yeah, that was a
unless someone is card in your back. No, I'm just kidding. That's different.
See, at least you have a long name, though.
Yeah. Some people have, like,
I only have six letters.
Well, ours is the same.
Wait,
oh,
five
right?
letters?
Yeah, mine's like seven.
Mine's eight.
Wait,
seven
or eight.
G-U-E-R-R-E-R-O. You have eight.
Yeah, seven and eight.
Oh, yeah, eight.
Mine's
eight.
Five.
There's not five.
D-O-Z-A-L.
I'm missing five. Two L's. I'm just going to...
Because all I think is L's.
Oh, okay.
Three Z's because you're always sleepy. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. Is that one a sleepy boy?
But yeah, I think what we should do if we're going to be serious about getting a tattoo, is put out something that we all like can agree that represents us. Not just the Kirby's, not just the pets. But I think since we all are like in Jerry form,
like hyper realistic each other.
Oh my god, our butts.
Yeah.
That picture that we took in the 10 years
oh,
later.
Oh.
That'd be funny.
That's kind of, alright.
That needs to be our banner.
On
Facebook.
That could be a Matt prize for it.
Oh.
No, that's stupid.
Why not?
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The lookup.
Just have that.
Oh my god. You need to follow. We need to put that on Instagram. Make Carly kind of people watch it and look at it. But yeah. I think from here on out, it's time for a wrap up session. Ready?
Wrap it up. Yeah, wrap it up. Don't get someone pregnant.
you don't have to bring it in.
Okay.
Just because you
have to. What's up with you when, like, peepees up?
I have pretty long lost children.
Oh my god. Alright, guys, this is enough for our episode. So we'll see you
next time. Next week we talk about Heroes Deadbeat.
Oh, shoot. Bye.
Bye,
guys.